From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The American ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile, those launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Manila on his first official trip to Southeast Asia. He's there for the ASEAN ministerial meeting. On his agenda will be the continuing U.S. call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent clearing conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea, prevent those from erupting into a violent confrontation. While in the Philippines, Tillerson also will be seeking greater cooperation from regional allies in isolating North Korea. U.S. military aircraft and boats are searching for three U.S. Marines who are missing after their aircraft crashed into the sea off Australia's eastern coast. There is word now that that search has been called off. 23 other people aboard the so-called MV-22 Osprey have been rescued. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Minnesota, an official with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, says an explosion in a Minnesota mosque was caused by an improvised explosive device. No one was injured at the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center in the city of Bloomington. A VOA reporter who went to the mosque reports that Bloomington police cordoned off the entire area with yellow police tape and that the fire damage was visible on the building. A number of people from other faiths gathered to show their solidarity with Muslims in Bloomington, and Asad Zaman of the American Muslim Group spoke.
Hate is not okay. We need a better America. We need an America where people are safe with their neighbors.
The National Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, said the attacks against Islamic institutions in the U.S. nearly doubled in the first half of this year compared to a year earlier. Latin American trade bloc Mercosur has suspended Venezuela's membership just hours after the newly elected Constituent Assembly ousted the country's chief prosecutor. Assembly is made up of more than 530 members. Most of them are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. They are expected to rewrite the country's constitution in order to cede more power to Maduro. 4 months of anti-government protest have left at least 120 people dead, many more jailed. Overcrowding at some of Southern Europe's biggest holiday destinations has caused some to be angry about tourism all this summer, with residents of cities from Barcelona to Venice staging protests. We get more now from Reuters' Alex Bourne.
Major holiday hubs in Southern Europe are being overrun with tourists, and residents say they've had enough. Overcrowding in some of the top hotspots this summer is fueling an angry backlash from locals. Across Italy to Croatia and Spain, a sharp rise in tourism is making life unbearable for those who call it home. Foreign visitors to Florence and Venice have surged almost 32% since 2009. Venetians have staged several demonstrations calling for better management of tourist arrivals to the floating city. Rome is considering limiting visitor numbers to parts of the Eternal City. The popular Croatian port of Dubrovnik sees more than 5,000 cruise ship passengers flock to the city, and Barcelona is set to introduce a new tourism tax. Residents who live in these holiday hubs are calling for further protective action. They say they don't want the cities to lose their identities, the very identity that attracts tourists to the area in the first place.
That is Reuters' Alex Bourne reporting. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.